Hi everyone, this is Helena. I wanted to share a clip from a recent episode with Adrienne Everhart that we recorded for her podcast called This Podcast is for Women. I'll include a link to the full episode in the show notes if you'd like to check it out. We do these coaches chats every month or so make sure you're following Adrienne's podcast as well so you don't miss any of those. I hope everyone's new year is off to a great start and I hope you enjoy this episode.
Everyone, you're listening to This Podcast is for Women, episode number 39. This is a coaches chat episode with myself and my good friend, Helena Hart. Helena, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on again. I always love our conversation. So I've really been looking forward to this one.
Me too. Coaches chat is just a really good way for us to connect with our audience. You know, Helena and I are both relationship coaches. We've done a lot of work together and independently, and it's just a great way for us to give back and let people know what's going on in our lives, how we utilize the same tips and tools that we offer you. We actually help with ourselves, and oh my gosh, it's the brand new year. It's 2023. Can you believe it's here?
I can't believe it's here. 2022 was just a whirlwind for me. So many things happened. There were so many huge changes in my life. And so I'm excited for this year. Last year was amazing. And this year, I feel like I can just enjoy all the great things that have come to me in the last year or two.
I think that this was a good topic for us to speak about, which is New Year's resolutions. I offered this topic to you. I said, hey, I'm going to have you as the first guest of the new year. Let's talk about New Year's resolutions, because this year I'm not making any. I'm not making any New Year's resolutions. I am so overwhelmed with like self-improvement. It's so funny because when I said, I don't want to talk about resolutions, but I do want to talk about what we're doing in the new year, you said, oh, this is exactly what I did last year. And you had this great, heartwarming story about how you didn't really get specific about things. Well, I'll let you tell everyone what you said, but I loved how you said it.
Well, I love what you said about not wanting to do resolutions. I've never been a New Year's resolution person. I've never been a goal setting person. To me, it feels very like striving for something that's not here. It feels very masculine energy. And of course, there's a place for that. Obviously, we all have both masculine and feminine energy inside of us. Setting up goals and structure can be helpful if that really works for you, but that's never really felt authentic to me. It's never felt like what's worked, right? And so last year, I've never told this story before, by the way, and I have absolutely nothing prepared for this. So I hope this isn't like a completely jumbled story, but I'm just going to go for it. I was telling you before we started recording that last year, coming into 2022, I was talking with my husband and we were saying that we're not really into New Year's resolutions. I personally never have been, neither has he. And I said, well, what would you like more of in the next year? What do you think? And it's funny because all of 2021, we got married, we had some amazing things happening, but the two things we hadn't achieved yet, I guess you could say, is finding a new home that we wanted to buy and getting pregnant, basically. And those are kind of two things we were trying for all of 2021, at least for about maybe 10, 11 months or so. So for the better part of 2021, those were the two things that hadn't happened yet. And rather than going, 2022 is the year that we will buy another house and we'll find the perfect place for us and we will have a baby, like it didn't even occur to me to do that. What my husband said is, you know, I really love when we laugh together. Like that's my, one of my favorite moments. I just love laughing with you. We just laugh so much together. I would like more of that. I'd like to laugh more. And I said, that sounds great. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
And I've talked a little bit about this before. For those of you who don't know, you know, where we live, at the time, especially the housing market was super competitive, very, very expensive, just tough. And we didn't want to sell our current house. We wanted to keep it and rent it out. So the timing would all work out for us. And so we had just had a hard time finding a house that had everything we wanted, that wasn't like multiple seven figures, which is kind of like what the real estate market is where we live. And it was just, we just hadn't found anything that was perfect for us where we didn't feel like we were compromising or downgrading in space or location or anything like that. Right. So we said, oh yeah, let's laugh more, you know? So New Year's Eve of 2021, about a year ago, we were driving and looking at a house in the area we wanted. It just, like all the others, wasn't perfect. It was very expensive and very small and kind of falling apart and older, not quite right. And as we said, okay, not really going to work for us. As we were driving home, on the other side of the street, there was a brand new housing development that had never showed up in our searches because technically it wasn't in this very desirable city we were looking in. It was across the street, which was technically not incorporated into that city, but it was right there. And we pulled into it. I go, hey, look at that. There's a big balloon that said new homes. And we pulled in. I said, wow, these are beautiful. I would live here. This is great. It's, you know, close enough to my husband's work and everything. And we just randomly stumbled across this place that we had been searching for like a year in this area, but it never popped up. So anyway, long story short, couple weeks later, we started the process of buying one of these homes. We really wanted a brand new place, like our other place, because it's just, we wouldn't get into this bidding war. Like so many people were dealing with at the time when driving the prices up. It's like the price, just first come, first serve kind of thing. Basically, it was everything we wanted. Such a perfect, beautiful place for us. So much more than we didn't have to sell our original house. Anyway, long story short, we started that process like 2 weeks later, bought the place, finished building a few months later. And we also found out that we were pregnant in that same month. I found out January 18th that I was pregnant about the same week that we started buying the house. So about two or so weeks after we set that intention to laugh more, rather than saying, you know, 2022 will be the year that we find a house and we get pregnant. Finally, it all happened naturally. We just had to like let go of that as something we were trying to do. So hopefully that all made sense. First time I've ever even told that story to anyone. So yeah, that's my story for last year.
I love it because you had mentioned to me, you said, my husband said, why don't we just laugh more? Why don't we just laugh more? And that just struck like a magical place in my brain because I was thinking when you're laughing more, you're focusing on the things that feel good, the things that feel enjoyable. And that is when your energy makes that shift and you start noticing this development that's in a different zip code. You have these synchronicities that happen. Your body relaxes. You can make a baby. You can have all these wonderful things. And I just love that. It's so simple. And when you said that, I was like, oh my gosh, like this is what I've been looking for. Because for me, New Year's resolutions were something I focused on. It was a way that I looked back at my year. I looked at what I had achieved, gave myself some praise, like you achieved all these things. Now, where do you wish you could have been better? Where could you have done more? Or where are you feeling unfulfilled at? This past year, I started that process like around the first week of December, getting my New Year's resolutions in order, figuring out how much money I want to make the next year, where I want to travel, little interesting things like this, where I'm like tweaking my personality. Now, I think that those are great. It's a great way to reflect on what you want, right?
Definitely.
But here I was sitting with like this stack of intention setting and how to get your mindset on this higher intention and what do you want and what do you want, don't want. And I was going through all my little worksheets and all my programs. And I was like, I feel horrible. I just felt like I was just, all my energy was just sucked and out of me. And it was all about journaling and writing these particular words or things down. Don't get me wrong. I think there's a lot of power in writing things down, but I felt picked on. I felt really picked on. And so here I am, I'm sitting next to this stack of self-help homework. I'm just asking myself, like, when does this stop? You know, when does this stop? And for a minute I was like, maybe this is what it's like when you're giving up. Like you finally just give up. I'm just giving up right now because you get so overwhelmed. I thought about like, you know, what am I really grateful for? And I know that at first, to a lot of people, gratitudes sound a little hokum. They sound a little bit like, of course you're grateful for your house. You and your husband, you had this great house, but you wanted to keep that house. Mm-hmm. And you wanted to buy a different house. You're grateful for the house you had, but you wanted something different that could, you know, handle the demands of the family and be closer to his work, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And you can make yourself all the goals you want, but you're just, your energy starts to feel just like, ugh, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I thought, what if I just feel my way through this year, Helena? Like, what if I feel my way through, still measure the things I want to measure, still see what I want to do and where I want to go. Usually beginning of the year, we're mapping out our travel. We're like, oh, we're going to Chicago here, and we're going to go to Arizona then, and we're going to go to the beach here. And I was like, what if we just kind of feel our way through? I mean, I understand that travel, you have to book something a certain amount of time in advance, but I'm just really curious about even my health goals. All women want to lose a little extra weight or get in your steps or things like this. And I was like, what if I go about this differently and go about it from this place of how is it feeling to me? Does that make sense?
Definitely. I mean, that's the feminine energy way. You know, I call it the feminine art of attraction. How do I want to feel? It's so interesting. I recorded a podcast episode for my podcast just yesterday. I'm going to be posting it in a week or two, where I was interviewing a male coach, good friend of mine. And we were talking about this same topic. And it was so interesting, the masculine perspective versus the feminine perspective, because we both kind of had health and fitness goals that we wanted to achieve. Like for me, I was like, yeah, I just want to feel good in my body. I wanted to like pain free. It was like, I have some pain issues I've been experiencing, especially ever since I had the baby about 3 or 4 months ago. And I want to feel good. And I just want to feel healthy. I want to be able to do what I want to do, versus his goals, which is like very, very specific and structured. And here's how I'm going to do it. Had specific dates. Again, nothing wrong with that, but it's a masculine energy approach versus the feminine energy approach. It's just two different perspectives, and both can work for you. You know, both can work for men and women, but I'm excited to put that podcast episode out there so people can just feel the difference. We had the same sort of goal that we wanted, but going about it in two completely different ways. I love everything you said, just how is this going to feel for me? And that what I love about it is you could feel in your body when the making the lists and looking back and seeing what you wanted to tweak, it just didn't feel right to you.
I needed a glass of wine. I felt like I needed something to numb me through that experience. And I was like, I don't want to numb myself. I want to be here. I want to make progress, but I can't keep going down this stack of self-help homework. And it seems like everyone these days has some sort of homework where you write down your thoughts you're thinking, you write down the goals you want, you write down what's getting in your way. And I understand measuring. I understand that measuring is a part of this. You have to be able, you can't be a zombie. You can't just eat all you want. You can't go, oh my gosh, it's December and I didn't go anywhere. I didn't take a trip anywhere. So that would be the opposite of being in your body, is lacking total self-awareness, letting the world just zip by, never stepping on a scale, never looking at your calendar. So there's an extreme side to this. And my brain, you know, my masculine and feminine energy brain, they are still having a tug of war about this, because I know, Helena, I know there's an answer to this where you measure, you know, like if you have to step on the scale or you have to figure out what it is you want in your life, like where are you feeling discomfort? Where do you want to feel something else? But within there, there's some magic or some answer and gratitude's involved in that. And of course, finding what you're feeling. So instead of looking back on my year and reflecting, I'm really trying to focus, sometimes even in the moment, I'm reflecting on my day or that moment. And I'm asking myself, what do I need right now? What do I want right now? And then also taking several minutes out of the day, keeping up with my gratitudes. My ability to just like work on the future, work on myself, was zapping me of my feelings of being in the moment. Because if you're always working on bettering yourself in the future, it's really hard to be happy in the moment. Mm-hmm.
So true. I get caught in that all the time. I call it the self-help trap or the healing trap, where I think a lot of people who are drawn to this work think that there's this endless amount of healing to do or self-improvement to do, rather than going, you're there, like you're doing amazing. Look at all this, these incredible things you've called into your life, or look at all the things you have now that a few years ago you thought was just a fantasy, basically. So I totally resonate with that. I have so much to say on this topic. I swear I could talk for hours about this. Really one of my favorite things to talk about. I don't think you need to strive for self-improvement. That's inevitable. Like, expansion is just a natural law of the universe. It's just, are you keeping up with your expansion or not? And when you're not keeping up with it, that's where you feel this disconnect. And I feel it all the time. I just have everything I could have wanted ever and more, but I'm always like, all right, now, like, what else do I want? Like, what's next? Like you said, I'm always kind of like looking ahead. And if I don't have something that I want to create, I kind of get bored and maybe even a little bit depressed. So it's not about just getting all the things you want. It's the joy along the way of creating or attracting those things, I think.
I agree, because it is human nature to go, okay, yes, and what's next? It is our human nature. Abraham Hicks always says, you're never finished. You're always going from this one step to the next step. When you die, you're going to die with a load of laundry in the dryer, you know, it's our work is just never going to be done. So I accept that part. But like you said, it's the self-healing trap that I believe, and maybe women are being fed to believe, that we need to be in a constant state of improvement. And it's totally depressing, because if you do look back at your year, and I did, so I was going through my list, and I was working with this one mindset coach, very passively working with her, but she had me write down all the things I had accomplished this past year and where I could have done better, where I needed to do more, where I felt authentic, where I felt inauthentic. And I'm like, I felt authentic in every bit of this. What do you mean? Where do I need to be better? Like, I'm crushing it. Right. You know, I crush, look, if you get out of bed and you just, and you make it back into bed that evening sometime, you've crushed it. You know, you've accomplished what you're here to do on this planet, which is live your life.
If you're tired of struggling in your love life and you want a proven system to get into and maintain a relationship where you're consistently loved, valued, and cherished, go to forever1234.com. Again, that's forever1234.com.